Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios, located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina. Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. What's up?
Ooh, that sound is clear.
What's going on?
Clear.
It's very clear.
It's as Aquafina.
Yeah.
No, yes. what's the best water? That sound is like Fiji water.
Fiji. That clear
that
water
special
that
water.
Come down is just, you can see straight through it like that. Just, crisp, refreshing.
Refreshing. That water. That's almost like that water that been Reiki'd. Remember when Shiana Reiki'd our water, and that shit tastes so goddamn good.
Yeah, but you can Reiki our water now.
I sure can
because you're a Reiki specialist.
Reiki is master. I'm a Reiki certified master.
Since, Reiki.
Yes, since January 2023.
You know, I've never heard of Reiki and all of that until I seen that movie Magic Mike. And in the scene, the guy was in the hospital and one of the dudes had the Reiki. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. That was my first time ever hearing
I've never seen
Reiki.
Magic Mike. I'm going to have to watch it.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I watched.
That was my first time ever seeing Reiki.
I believe that was my first time too.
Because I never knew what it was called.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, Reiki, what is that? And then it seemed like after that happened, I started.
That's when you start hearing more about chakras and all that other stuff coming too.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
I forgot which one. I think it's the second Magic Mike.
Now I'm going to have to look.
I just remember seeing bits and pieces.
Now I'm going to have to look at it because, I missed that. You know, watch movies and shit like that. Ain't Magic Mike about the white stripper? The white stripper boy?
Yeah.
See, white stripper boys, they don't really interest me.
It was a good bit of people in that movie.
They fine.
I mean, but it's just like, you know the little dude, what's my little friend name who be on Facebook doing the little videos and he show you like the comparison of the white girl strippers and the black girl strippers?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
That ain't on my algorithm.
Yeah.
It's not on mine.
The one, the tall, like TC Killer, TC I Kill You. He was doing the comparison of the white girl stripper, the black girl stripper.
Oh, okay.
I have to send it to y'all, but it's real funny. But it's just like, y'all seen the Black Diamonds versus the white Chippendales?
Yeah, come on.
I think the Chippendales do a little bit more than that now. They got a little bit more soul.
Magic Mike had rhythm.
Yeah, they had
rhythm.
Oh, yes.
So he was throwing the girls down on the ground with the chairs?
That's why I said I think the Chippendales do more than that now.
I liked the movie. It was entertaining.
I've never been big on male strippers because I feel like, boy, you is not finna come and put your nuts all up in my face and then I'm finna just be like, all right, here go $100.
You might not like it because they do have an R. Kelly song in there that they dancing to.
I mean, but you gotta think about the time when Magic Mike came out. Robert was still free.
Robert.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I've been stopped fucking with Robert, long jam girl.
Speaking of Robert, I just saw the, I know it's old, but I just saw it on yesterday.
What's that?
The Aaliyah movie for the first time. The Lifetime one what's her name? Wendy Williams
produced.
Yeah, I'm just now seeing it.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, Lord Jesus. I know it's going to be some people out here who don't feel some kind of way about her recent diagnosis. And I don't have anything negative to say about Wendy. You know, it's a life. Mm-hmm. Anybody's life is valuable.
Right.
Because she still got people that love her.
You're right. She is a person. She is God's child, regardless of any of the things that, you know, are displeasing that she has done.
Right.
But I'm going to just take y'all back. I've never been a Wendy Williams fan. I still don't think that anything bad should happen to her, that she should suffer, period. But I just remember, and I've always told y'all this, mm-hmm. that I go back to Wendy Williams when her and Whitney fought.
Oh, that mm-hmm. interview.
Mm-hmm. That is the nail in the coffin there mm-hmm. that made me stop fucking with Wendy, because I didn't like the way she handled my Whitney Houston. I'm sorry. I stopped fucking with Wendy that day. Mm-hmm. So I never watched an episode of the Wendy Williams show. Mm-hmm. I never listened to Wendy Williams on air after mm-hmm. that, because the day you fuck with my Whitney Houston and played in her face like that, I no longer fuck with you.
Because you sound like,
there's a level of, that lady wasn't fucking with you. She wasn't. And you just kept coming for her. And you had no right, because ma'am, you and Kevin shit wasn't okay. Okay? So whatever was going on with Whitney and Bobby, let it.
Mm-hmm. You sound like Lil Boosie.
You
mm-hmm. What Boosie say?
Lil Boosie said, it's a goddamn shame they did my Whitney like that. They gonna carry on with the Grammys and the party mm-hmm. and that fucking Clive Davis. How dare him do my Whitney like that?
Yeah. So it is true that they asked Clive Davis to cancel the party and he said no.
The show must continue. Whitney and Clive, my Whitney, that's what she wanted to do. That's how she ends. Let's round up.
Mount up. It was a clear night. So he was saying Whitney will probably want everybody to continue to party.
You know, I think me personally, I don't know if I could have gone. She was such an epic piece of his life.
Right.
I don't think I could meet Clive. I would have either, if y'all continue, I'm not going to be partaking of that.
Right.
You know, I can't as her. Because she looked up to Clive. Clive right. was, yeah. he groomed her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
That's like your second daughter.
People. If that, the that show like must continue. If the show must continue,
I can't be a part of it.
But if I have control to shut it down, I'm going to shut it down.
And Alicia Keys escorted him that night.
Escorted Clive.
Clive Davis to the party.
I think some people feel like they're in a certain situation where they have to do certain things. So you understand what I mean? Like. I get what you're saying, but in some people's minds, they feel like, well, I'm obligated, I'm contracted, I don't want to lose out. I think Alicia Keys was probably in the middle of her, I don't know what stage of her life she was in, or
that
anyone.
That was 12 years ago.
But
it was, yeah, I think she was the it girl. I think, you know, she was the it girl at that time.
So she was basically the young Whitney at that time. But it goes back on to what Monique said. When you don't speak on shit, it's right. like you condoning shit. And here's my thing. I feel like I vibe with Monique so, and I vibe with Kat so, because I don't condone sucker shit. Mm-hmm. I don't jump on bandwagons because it's so appropriate mm-hmm. to go with the masses and what, hey, the crowd says that we should, you know, agree with this. And these are what the masses say, so we should probably go here versus the five over here that said that this is cool. Right. I never was cool with how they did Monique. Never, ever. Because I knew it was all truth. Even if it was fucking 95% and 5% was false, God damn it, I was on her ass 95% because I know what's truth and what's lies. I know what's right and what's wrong. And what Wendy did to fucking Whitney was fucking wrong. Because that lady wasn't fucking with her.
She wasn't.
And so
she bamboozled that woman. She ambushed her.
She ambushed
her.
Because when ain't nobody fucking with you, you don't fuck with them. Period.
I guess that's how I feel about 50 Cent then.
Okay.
Because 50, I love everything that he's accomplished. Same way with Wendy Williams. Because mm-hmm. you remember I told you that's mm-hmm. where I get putting the menthol in your tea. So she could, you know, have a clear voice. But I think, you know, Wendy is who she is and who she was. I'm not sure about the diagnosis, because I was going to ask you to explain the, what is it, frontal dementia.
Right. Yeah.
So I wanted you to explain that, Yoshi.
So there are so many. So there are so many, and I'm not. I don't want to speak on it because I don't have it, the diagnosis, the accurate diagnosis in front of me. But there are so many different facets of dementia.
Right.
So I mean, and then you have the aphasia that goes along with it, which affects the speech. So when you have the dementia along with the speech impediment, like, it's almost like at that point, I'm not going to say call in hospice, but at that point, you need to make people as comfortable as possible. We should know that her career at this point is basically...
It's done.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's done. Now, God got the last say so, because who's to say he can't heal her?
Right.
And she could come back and you know, make a dynamic recovery. I mean, I've seen miracles happen.
So she has Graves' disease as well, right? They
correct.
Say that's the reason.
The thyroid.
Right. Yeah. So when you have multiple stacked diagnosis like that, it's almost like it allows the one disease to actually, you know, catapult even faster. So it takes you down a downward spiral even faster. So someone, you know, an older woman, like our girlfriend's mother, she has dementia also. Dementia is a byproduct of Alzheimer's, right? So you can have dementia, Alzheimer's for years and years and years. Or someone to Wendy Williams, who has all these diseases stacked upon each other, where who's to say it may just take her out in a matter of who knows. So we just never know the day and the time. That's why when God gives you a gift, you don't take the gift and you do malicious things with it. You take your gift and you do great things with it. You bless people.
Listen, at you live in your purpose. After Tabitha said what she said, it was downward spiral from there.
And you see Tabitha has not spoken.
Mm-mm. And she's not.
Say, yeah. But and she didn't say anything bad.
No.
She just, you know, reminded Wendy, you can't put things out there.
Right.
On people.
And yeah.
Right.
And I guess, like I said, that's how I feel about 50 Cent. Like, everybody thinks it's funny and all this stuff about what he does to people, but.
Right. But don't get me wrong. I think 50 Cent is a genius of a man. I think he is. But I think 50 Cent is so malicious with the intent of the things that he does that when his day comes, Lord have mercy on his suffrage, Jesus. You got to watch how you fucking treat people.
Because he's trying to do it in a sneaky, conniving, yet entertaining way of, I told you so. He's that one. He's that kid. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. And just that nagging. Like, he reminds me
of... I don't even think it's sneaky. I think he wants people to see.
Yeah, but he's doing it in a conniving way is what I'm saying. Like a sneaky, like in a... Not throw the rock, hide your hand. Mm-mm. Not that type of sneaky way.
It's very like, in your face.
Yeah, it's like I'm just... It's making fun of you.
Making fun of people's, I guess.
But trying to make it seem serious.
Mm-hmm. Downfalls.
You playing on someone's life.
But that was the same thing that Wendy did.
Yeah.
So then it was almost comical to me when he did it to her, because it was like, oh, okay, so now I got these two little evil people battling against each other. And it was almost kind of borderline funny to me because I was like, so who's going to win here?
Right. Who's the lesser of the two evils?
Because isn't Wendy, she's a cancer too, right?
That's why I say sometimes don't, because cancers can be malicious. I'm telling you.
Don't sleep on
that. That emotion can go one way or the other.
I just choose peace.
Yeah.
I choose peace.
And let the universe handle it.
I'm so We just finished talking about them signs. What I post the other day about my girl Fanny?
Wait, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Watching her in the courtroom, watching her.
Who is Fanny?
Fanny, the district attorney. DA. I said to myself, this girl here got to be a Capricorn, a Taurus, or a Scorpio. And I was leaning towards a Taurus and the Scorpio. And I said, Capricorn is the least at the bottom. I said, this woman, her mannerisms, her actions, her attitude, everything about her speaks first.
I did not know her name was Fanny.
Let me tell you something.
So,
I saw Fanny cock to the side and said, and pull them goddamn papers out, I said, let me look up this whole birthday.
Yeah.
But I'm still, okay, so what is she
the DA.
Trial for? Yeah,
Trump.
I know.
So
yeah.
Trump.
But really, it's not her trial, right?
And she said, I'm not on trial.
She's not on trial.
So they're trying to say it's a conflict of interest because the people that she have in her office and the guy that
she was dating.
She was in a relationship.
She was not in a relationship, but you know, they can't prove.
She has a companion. That's right. What she said. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion.
Right. And I so, like oh man, she was tearing that the attorney up. And she was basically, they're trying to say that she's not fit for
all the
indictments that they've been pulling out on the YSL. They're trying to throw that out because she's the DA in that district.
Mm-hmm.
So all the indictments that have happened under her.
Oh, so she, okay.
They're trying to either get them pulled out from her and tried into another district mm-hmm. and into another area or throw the cases out.
So basically what they're trying to do.
So because she went for Trump, now Trump wants everybody.
Well, they're looking into everybody else that was indicted.
Now. Right. Because she indicted Trump.
So basically they're trying to tear her case apart so they can put it under someone who they know will get him off.
Pretty much.
But
I don't think they're winning.
Fanny is a goddamn attorney. A monster of one.
Yeah.
A October Scorpio. Of
she's giving them a run.
She ain't playing with them.
Some of the clips. I just mm-hmm. haven't been.
She ain't playing with them.
Loop with anything. Okay. Right now.
She ain't playing with them. They wasn't ready. They wasn't even ready for her.
And then the clip that you put in the chat about
the YSL, she's being charged with being a gang member or something like
or
that. Or
accepting. Money or something on their behalf, like she's doing something crooked. But is that the same? And I was wondering, is that the same lady that is questioning Fanny?
I don't know who she is. Okay. That's why I sent it, because I was like, why is she being charged with?
For some reason, I think she is. I don't know, but you got to be careful when you're trying to put somebody else on trial. You got to look at your own self. Your shit can come out, and then next thing you know, you up on trial and didn't even know it. Well, not trial, but in you know.
But I heard Fanny was giving them the business,
not on
but
trial.
I hadn't seen it for myself. Yeah,
this
I'm
man stole a 2020, tried to steal a 2020 election.
He's the one that's on trial.
You know he won.
Who? Yes, South Carolina.
Y'all surprised? Y'all surprised? I'm not.
And this is for, never mind, I'm not going to get on my political
career. I mean.
Y'all go ahead.
Yeah. Y'all go surprised?
That's for another
in
day.
In 2024.
But I want black conservatives to really
in 2024.
Think.
And y'all let this. And
I
y'all,
really want y'all to
And
think.
Y'all let this orange man come down here and plant y'all face Friday night.
Did you hear
Friday
that?
Friday night. Y'all let him
that
come down
horrible.
Here and plant y'all
yeah,
face.
I heard
talking
it.
Talking
yeah.
about, oh, y'all like when y'all like wearing my face on y'all shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all used to see in a mug shot. Huh?
He said a lot.
Oh, he said a lot. And that's why I want black conservatives. You can vote for who you want to, but I want black conservatives to really think. Think, people.
He talked about the shoes. Oh, y'all like to wear sneakers.
Oh, you know his pre-order has sold out.
Shut up.
Look.
I want y'all
shut
to
up.
Think.
Cat Williams talked about that nigga so bad.
I really want y'all to think.
Look here, you got white niggas and you got black niggas.
You're right. You do. You really
and DT,
do.
And we got a black DT and we got a white DT. And the black DT is deceased. Rest in peace, DT. Let me tell you something.
Y'all.
Lord Jesus, help us.
And he, right. And you know what?
We in our final hours, Lord. We in our final hours, Lord.
Let's talk about something else because y'all know how I get.
She get rattled.
I can't, y'all, just, I'm telling you. Ooh. I cannot stress it enough.
I gotta shake it off.
Vote. I'm telling you. And watch who you're voting for. Yep. I'm telling you. Y'all let that man come in this state and beat.
That sound like a movie. You gonna set up here.
Young lady that was born in this state.
You gonna set up here and let this thin hair boy come all up in your shit.
Well, I voted Saturday because Saturday was the last.
So you voted for the Republican primary?
I mean, I didn't vote. I put it out there to vote for those who wanted to vote.
Right.
I put it out there.
I didn't get a chance.
Saturday was the last day to vote. And yeah, I guess they man won.
They set up here and let that little orange thin hair boy.
Yeah, I guess they man won.
I digress.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Because I was hoping that, you know. Over him, Nikki would have.
Yeah,
won.
Your native girl. This is your girl.
This y'all's. This her. Yeah. This is her state.
Her state.
Yeah. Right. This her state. This is how you know though. This is how you know though. Racism is alive and well. In the state, in the good old boy state of Columbia, South Carolina.
Because Nikki was texting me left and right.
Put an R on that hoe. Carolina, put a R on it.
I said, if Nikki texts me one more time, Nikki, I ain't voting for you, but I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna put it out there. Let me put it out there.
Let me tell you something.
I was putting Nikki in junk mail.
I don't even get mad about the shit no more. I don't
What
you gonna get mad for? I don't get mad about this shit.
What about the?
I'm gonna go fuck to work. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to fuck to work. And I'm gonna drink my water and I'm gonna mind my goddamn business and I'm gonna do my skincare. Cause that's all the fuck I have control over.
Right.
Yeah. What are you gonna get mad about?
Exercise, you're right.
That's it.
I'm gonna put my vote in and probably don't make a fucking difference. But let me tell you who I think about every time I go vote. Shirley Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
I think about all the black women who fought for my fucking right to vote. So whether my vote matters or it don't, I'ma do it because too many people done died for my right to vote. So I'ma do it. But, you know, win, lose, or draw, I'ma get my ass to work. I'ma do what I gotta do for myself. I'ma do my skincare, I'ma drink my water, I'ma mind my motherfucking business. And that's all I'm gonna worry about.
Well, I blocked every number.
I ain't doing no tussling in 2024.
I said, Lord, not again. I'm waiting on my doctor to call me. Every time my phone ring,
nothing don't surprise me. Nothing surprises me in the great state of smiling faces, beautiful places, South Carolina.
We care.
I forgot about that commercial.
Hold on. I just
the bullshit.
I forgot about that. That's an old commercial.
It's the bullshit.
Y'all remember that?
Nothing. Dang. That's this the shit that make you want to move. That's why.
But y'all, the state is growing. The city that we reside in is growing.
And ain't nothing changing.
Because
the white niggas acting like white niggas and the black niggas is getting more niggerish. So,
it's
just talked about that.
But y'all, it's changing.
I see
the change. I do. I see it. And it's growing with or without us. And there, in my understanding, majority wants to make it seem like, you know, want it more to be without us. But we're growing. We're here. We can no longer be ignored. We can't.
Mm-hmm. But we got to stop doing some dumb shit.
Now we do. I preached that so much and I'm not going to get on my soapbox this morning. I'm just not.
Because that's why it can't be seen because all the other stuff is overshadowing
But of course they're going to put that in the forefront.
And it's just.
Of course they're going to put that in the forefront. But we can no longer be ignored. We cannot.
So we talked today about matching energy versus shifting the room. Mm-hmm. Be the game changer. Mm-hmm. So where's the benefit when you match the energy? So we could, so let's just say we were in the, say we were that, no, I can't even say that because I was about to say, well, let's say we was in the Trump rally. We would,
no.
We wouldn't even fucking be.
No.
Because we'll be on the news.
I would have told that motherfucker up.
No. You would have had a mugshot.
I would have said, shut this motherfucker down right now. It's party over. Fuck this shit. Mm-mm. I would not stand for it.
It wouldn't have worked.
Party over. I would have disconnected all the goddamn speakers and shit from out of there.
You wouldn't have gotten close.
It's like, get this black bitch from.
The benefit. There is no benefit.
I would have been like the man that. I would have been like the man that Maurice's. Get your black ass.
Tell the story, Yoshi.
Tell the story about
Yolanda Arrington.
Many moons ago, Maurice's was flying the Confederate flag on top of the building. Maurice's barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that goddamn flag. I like Maurice's barbecue, right? So I go, I'm in the Maurice's barbecue. The black people rolled up, they see me, they said, Get your black ass out that line, bitch. Do you see that fucking flag up there? You see the end? I said, fuck you, I'm getting my goddamn barbecue sandwich.
Was one of the ones that still ate at Maurice's doing the protest?
Yeah. I called my best friend. I said, these people done cussed me out.
She up there blowing hard. Bam, bam. And fuck you, motherfucker.
I said these people done cussed me out so goddamn bad about this fucking barbecue sandwich.
But you ate in peace, didn't you?
I sure did. Fuck them. Fuck them.
I told her to get up crazy behind. I said, you shouldn't have gone there.
And when I get back, and when I get back to Cole Lamere today.
She was working. This is when she was working.
I'm going to give me another barbecue sandwich from the goddamn Maurice barbecue.
I still go.
Like, they got the best motherfucker.
It's only one open now.
You got Brian.
They got the best goddamn lemonade.
You got Big Boys. You got, what's the, Ben Rogers.
Have you ever? And our very own Brian.
Have you ever
barbecue?
Have you ever had Maurice's barbecue?
It is not lemonade. Than Brian.
That goddamn lemonade tastes like it got crack crystals in it.
Shout out to Scott Southern Barbecue.
Damn good.
No, shit. No, ma'am. It is not better than Brian's.
The lemonade?
No,
you got that lemonade.
Yeah, you can now. You got Brian. You got railroad barbecue downtown. It's good. Railroad. You got Ben Rogers. I don't know his name.
Well, look, this was how many fucking years ago was this? This was a lot of years.
I think that was like 20 years ago.
You been to Maurice's?
Okay, well it ain't been that long ago.
Yeah, she still goes there regularly.
I go there regularly.
Every time.
Look,
she calling me.
I don't give no fucks.
Yoshi. Why are you still going there?
Because they got this my sweet potato fries that I love.
To be fair, the children did take the flag down.
They did.
A couple of years ago.
And they got the best fucking hush puppies, too.
Because the children said, look, we love everybody.
They closed the Santa Cruz location down.
Yeah, well, I think they still got two notch. Yeah, they got two notch Clemson.
Yeah.
They just closed two notches.
Two notches is a
car
dealership.
They don't know where all that shit at. Cole, listen.
We're sorry, y'all. The sandwiches and the hush purpose and the lemonade and the potato salad.
They got some black people working.
Well, let me tell you, the Brother Melvin's is good. If y'all ever go down to Charleston, South Carolina, whatever the area is. It's called Melvin's. He's good.
They didn't have all the barbecue people back when them people cussed me out.
That's Melvin and Maurice is a sibling.
Okay.
Is it? They're rivalries.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They good. Melvin's is
good.
Melvin's not racist, though.
No.
They didn't have all them barbecue people when I got into that tussle with them black people who cussed me out so bad. Like, I didn't even belong to them.
Because.
Them dirty.
We were in the height of the protest.
Yeah, Yeah, we was during the height of the protest where everybody used to go to King Day at the Dome to fight to get that
and
flag.
You know,
now,
what's the man that passed away with the shooting at Mother Emmanuel Church? He had a lot to do with that flag coming down.
I understand
right,
that.
Right, because
but here's my thing.
Speaking of,
just because
that's when Nikki Haley finally had some remorse and wanted to take the flag down.
Just mm-hmm. because y'all's business owners don't fly them flags on top of their businesses.
True. That doesn't change who they are.
Change
that's
they
true.
Heart.
That's true.
Understand that. And that
that's
was
true.
My whole stance
right.
on that shit. At least this motherfucker telling y'all. Gonna hand me something and then call me a nigga behind my back. Mm-hmm. That's the motherfucker who I have the problem with. It's the motherfucker who
act
like
he act
like we t-
mad at the wrong thing.
Yeah. That's what I say.
What they say.
That's yeah.
And that's what some black conservatives, yeah. you know, that's why it's like y'all are looking
it's,
at the smaller
I'd rather,
picture.
I'd rather be
They're
the evil
the
I know.
Picture.
Well, I'd rather no. be the evil I know than the
that's
evil I
right.
don't know.
All I knew was all them years that flag was flying high on top of the state house. I never really paid attention to it. But they put that thing right smack mm-hmm. dab Smith center in your face. Mm-hmm. Eye view.
And,
eye
where, and where it's at
and
now?
It's in a little museum
yeah,
or something
museum.
Now.
Because, you know, that's why Nikki Haley took it down after the people got killed.
Yeah.
And so,
you know. But even after, they were still taking their little children to the goddamn state house for the little field trips
Oh, it made it easier for them to see it.
Yeah.
But guess what's being replaced? I heard. I don't know how true it is, but I heard that Dawn Staley's statue. Did y'all see that ugly mess?
Ooh.
No, why they do to her
I
like that.
I keep hearing about I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, baby.
I don't like
Can
it.
Can we just give a shout out to them for being the SEC?
She done broke her own
one
record.
In the game.
Like, plus a hand clap, Mr. Engineer. You see that aura?
Woo.
Mr. Engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're saying that they're putting her statue where the flag on the ground was.
And
oh,
shout,
really?
And shout okay. out the on damn the, Plies. Plies the cane
what?
This motherfucker said.
He was going to meet him some Dawn.
And he
said,
did.
He said
he
gonna
he
have
say
a,
he's coming
he
back.
He said he's going to have a brunch in Columbia.
He's going to have a big day
and
party.
And a party
and
all
said,
that.
I saw,
Plies
I said,
loves
we
Columbia.
Got to go. Yeah,
oh,
he
does.
Said, it's something.
I
he,
love Plies.
But you know what I think it is? I think he experienced, he was like, look at how everybody can come together mm-hmm. as one. And just be together for
Smiling
a love
faces,
of a game.
Places.
And I don't think he's ever experienced that. He's probably only been around just like predominantly
yeah.
black things. That's why he was so, no. But and, I mean, that's how
but,
I looked at it.
But
like,
Dawn yes, Williams is black. Soft. I mean, Dawn Staley is black history.
But
yeah,
if he,
she is.
But
she
if he would have stayed,
history.
If he would have stayed to this Friday and went to that goddamn Cat Williams show, he would have changed his goddamn mind.
I heard.
I am
so.
Wait, I am so disgusted with how y'all black.
Hold on. Can we?
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. Before, because I want to hear. But I wanted to, like, he saw something in South Carolina that many people who move here see that we can't see. You know, I guess because
we done been here too long.
We've right. been here this too long.
Right.
So now he's like, every chance he gets, now he's gonna come back here. Even if it's just to, you know, lay low. Or like he said, he wants to do a brunch. He wants to do a day party. You know, and I mean, I just welcome that. I
Man,
welcome
he gonna
that.
Do some
I
background checks
growth.
Before he do day party. I don't want everybody in the day party.
But he said he was going to do a day party. And he.
I don't
said,
want everybody in the day party. You got a bang, shoot 'em up record. I don't want you in there.
I'm okay? sure. I'm sure he'll probably, you know,
Ooh.
Seek out some
Invite
assistance.
Only. Like they do the white party.
But I want to do, well, yeah, he could do it that way.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be getting invited because
yes,
you know,
we will.
We ain't in the cliques of Columbia.
Yes, yes,
no,
we are.
Yes, we are.
Sue Mike can
no,
get there.
No, we all are.
Yes, we
all
are.
All y'all got invites to the white party.
Yep.
Dinner
we
and
in
Blanco.
Oh, the dinner and Blanco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he do something like that.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. It'll be a different type
well,
of turnout.
Well, let me get back to
okay, so please, because I have heard so much
y'all
about...
Y'all showed y'all black ass Friday night, February...
Down the street.
February 23rd at the Carolina... what it is?
Colonial Life.
Colonial Life Arena. I was so embarrassed. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know at least three little events happened where they had to tase and take out several people.
I heard it was
in several people in the Colonial Life Center. Like literally,
the word I got was
and Kat was on stage when all these events took place, and these niggas was in the crowd showing out.
What?
I heard it
I
was
freaking appalled.
The bad and bougie down
and,
to the
and,
straight.
And I'm saying, now don't get me wrong. Y'all showed up because they sold 11,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That arena was packed. The arena was packed. But for y'all to act a fool like that, and this is why I don't feel comfortable going anywhere around here. Because I don't want to have to deal with y'all acting stupid.
I did hear that.
I just don't. But I was so happy that I saw so many white people out intermingling with us. Like, it was such a mixed crowd. I appreciated that. And I wish we could all
see,
have
that's
that
the problem.
Mixture. When we
see, I didn't try to have something.
Right.
Stuff they, like that happens.
They're not going to feel good
about.
And
people don't want to come back.
They're not going to feel good about ever doing anything like that with us again. Because they're going to be like, the motherfuckers is acting like some fucking animals.
So I was down the street. I went down there to see Auntie Gladys.
Yeah.
And it great show, by the way. She, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. She looks.
And how old is she now?
She's 79. She'll be 80 this year.
God.
Gladys Knight looks amazing. I have pictures.
Did you get a rose?
No, she wasn't passing out roses.
Okay.
But I think she smiled at me.
Okay. That's a rose.
I think she smiled at me. Yeah. Anyway, but I wanted to, because I was curious to know what happened at that. But every text that I received or when I looked on social media this morning, it was like people was just like, it was embarrassing. Like they said, we came out. They said it was sold out, but everything was like embarrassing. What's going on? You know, why did y'all do this? Da 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 da. And I'm like, well, what in the world happened? And so that's why I was waiting here, because I knew Yoshi went. And I just wanted to know exactly, you know, what went on.
And thus is why you just kind of want to stay home and watch everything on TV, because even in the confines of your house, at least you have that level of safety.
But can we talk about why did... And I understand you can't, you know.
I'm so disappointed.
The promotions, like, why did we have three events in one night? We had Auntie Karen, we had Gladys, and we had Cat Williams.
Technically, if you have the event space, you can't stop anybody from having an event. You can't say, well, we already got two events going on in the city, so I don't think you should. I mean, you would think somebody would.
I mean, is there like a master calendar that has all the events that go on in the city during this particular time, so you don't have to make people choose between X, Y, and Z?
But then I guess too, when the artist is available, they have to come when they can come.
Well, here's what I've into Columbia, South Carolina. Think about how when it's tax time. Groves of people come in to get all the tax dollars. What did I put on social media about the richest to poorest cities?
Yeah,
well, the poorest, the 10 poorest cities. I think we rank like...
In the state?
No.
Overall.
Just overall. I think we rank like the fourth or fifth poorest state.
Out of
the 10. 10. Out of 10. Out of top 10.
Wow.
We're like fourth or fifth. So, you know, of course, Louisiana, Mississippi, all those come after us. But think about it. If you're going to target a poor state, when would be the time to target that? Tax time. They got some money around
somebody
that time. When to come? Tax time. Get there.
I've never noticed
get all
that.
The tax money. I have.
But they say, and then I notice now because some who came in January?
I don't know who came.
Oh, Plies, and they were supposed to come in January.
It was canceled.
So you're gonna get a whole bunch of shows between now and April. And then it's gonna be
we had who, Tamar,
and everything. Yeah, and everything
Tamar
is gonna kinda taper off.
We had Tamar and T.I., and then next week we had the three
Where am
events.
I when all this stuff going on? And am then, I not seeing this? I didn't know Tamar and T.I. I didn't even know they were here.
Well, see, nobody listens to the radio anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Do you notice there's no damn Big DM anymore?
It's not?
Not the same one. Like, this some whole other shit now. It ain't even...
I didn't know
it ain't
that.
Big DM no more. It's
and you're
like,
right. I don't listen to the radio.
It's like a... I'm going to look this shit up, but it ain't the Big DM no more.
So Curtis Wilson, like nobody's on there?
No.
Shamara?
It ain't the same. Like, it's like they have some of the same little disc jockeys, but it ain't the same little. Everybody, think about it. Everybody got XM radio now. Or everybody listens to Apple Music or Tidal.
Or podcast. Yeah.
Nobody or podcast. Nobody listens to no fucking radio.
TED Talks. Okay. I'll have to pay attention
to
that.
Yeah, me too, because I don't listen to the radio.
So my little economy vehicle that don't, the bullshit ass niggas ain't even pay for the damn XM radio. Yeah, I had to go find the radio stations, and that's when I discovered, I said, where's the goddamn Big DM at? There ain't none.
You should be able to transfer your XM to there.
Well, yeah, I ain't even tried to do all that, because I'm trying to get them niggas their shit back immediately.
So... Lord, back to energy.
Yeah, because we ain't talk about the damn show and the shit is over with. We supposed to be deciding, do we want to match energy versus shift the room, or do we want to be a game changer? Where's the benefit of even matching energy?
I think when it's positive, it's great to match it. When the energy is positive,
if it's feeding
it's
you with,
to match
if it's if only if it is elevating you.
Right.
Only if it's elevating you.
And it's easier to match it when it's positive.
But you know, you got a bunch of petty motherfuckers in the world.
Right.
And you know, I have a tendency sometimes to be a petty schmanette in my goddamn self. Sometimes.
Right. And so what do you do? Do you go low with them?
No, you
go
shift
to hell
them.
I
go to hell.
You go overseas with them.
I go fucking below sea level.
I try
to be sometimes.
Not below sea level.
I go below sea level sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. Because I be so taken. I be like, what? Because I don't be fucking with nobody. I be like, what? This nigga tried it? Oh, that's what we doing? Okay, then. But then I be so mad with myself after I do it. Because I know that ain't the kind of person I want to
be.
I'll be crying because I'll be like, I didn't even want to act like this.
But you gave yourself a setback when you did that.
And you fucking made me act like a fool with you. And I don't be wanting to.
Okay. Right. Right. So what happens when you do it? You just fed up?
I think it'd be like an outer body experience.
I hear Yoshi say, I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet. And I don't like when people when people try to be like, you have to forgive. You have to take the high road. You cannot match energy. No, don't tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do when I'm in my moment. Because I'm going to tell you what them people didn't have to do. Them people didn't have to fuck with me today or no day.
But you got to sit through your own
mess. So, right. So what I've learned to do is, this is what I've learned in my anger management. Thank you to my therapist, Kenneth. When I feel myself getting triggered, I'm going to remove myself from the situation. Because you trying me, sir, ma'am, and I'm going to leave because I know what you're trying to do. That's what I tell people immediately. I know what you're trying to do here. And I'm going to leave before I tear this whole shit up because you ain't ready for me.
So, Vaughn, what do you do?
I definitely don't have the energy to match anyone's energy. Mm-hmm. you know, I take the high road and just not always, but mm-hmm. for the most part, I will exit myself. And mm-hmm. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to tell you why I'm exiting myself. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave. Mm-hmm. I'll just get up and walk away mm-hmm. and let you figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just the type of person where I want peace. I'm mm-hmm. going to have my peace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to even allow you to tolerate. Like I said, I give it to God.
Right.
I can't fight. Mm-hmm. I can't physically fight. And I can't emotionally fight, and I can't spiritually fight mm-hmm. you. Well, I can spiritually mm-hmm. fight you, but I'm not going to sit up there and get myself all rattled,
right?
Because of what? Mm-hmm. I don't even have the energy for that. I really don't. Like,
but I still be doing that, but right, what I do. Told you the other
no,
day,
right?
I said that I have to cuss them people out. It is like a cigarette to
but
me.
You don't have to.
I do. Yeah. I do. I have to cuss
but
people
if
out.
If that's the way because, you want to
right,
release.
Because I feel like this.
You just think about, the consequences.
I want everybody to make you feel good. If
right.
You, at the end of the day, if you are okay.
Right. Yeah.
If you're okay. You're right. Yeah. But then you're good. You have to think. And however you respond, of course, you know it's going to be a reaction yeah. to however you respond.
Let me tell you
something. My response is silence.
My grandmother, who was a cancer, she used to write letters to people mm-hmm. because, and this is something my grandmother taught me, you have to let people know how they made you feel,
right?
Period. And so whether it's a letter writing, whether it's you cussing them out, whether it's you walking away, praying for them, whatever. I'm not there yet. I don't pray for nobody. You don't deserve my prayers, ma'am or sir, when
I
you're trying.
Pray for me.
Yeah, okay, you praying for me.
Right.
Okay,
it's for me.
Yeah, you pray for the situation.
You know what? And you know what? No, and I pray for the person too. Mm-hmm. I do.
But my
I
prayer pray is really for me to remove me out
right.
of the situation.
Because you know, right, Vaughn.
You know, I'm serious.
Because I know me.
Yeah.
So I thank God, and I say this often, I thank God for growth.
Yes, I would leave you sitting there fussing, hooting, hollering, crying, screaming by yourself. And I done walked off and on to something
Vaughn,
else.
What you said? You said you can't fight?
Oh, no, I can't fight.
Okay. See, I not know I this, can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying I beat up everybody yeah. that I got in the fight with. But I know me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not with this shoulder right now. I can't yeah. do nothing.
But the thing is, I have too much to lose. Mm-hmm. I have built... the person that I am now, I know my progress and growth.
Yes.
And people who've been with me over 30 years know it too. And so I think that it's what you address and what you just respond to. And like I always say, some days are good days because mm-hmm. 92% of the time I can ignore you. But when I'm on 8% day, let me be on my own. Because
yeah.
I just don't want to jeopardize anything that I have built or anything like that. I can't do it. Mm-mm. I can't match it. And then you always say, Yoshi, you know when you're wanted and you know when you're right and you know when what people are trying to do.
Yeah.
So then that's when you do excuse yourself
mm-hmm.
and you go where you are appreciated
yeah.
and where people love you for who you are and who you are becoming. And that's what happens.
Have y'all
that's
ever left a person do. Who arguing by themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever argued with somebody or had an argument with someone or a disagreement and they walked out? How that made you feel? That fueled you more.
Mm-hmm.
It made you even more because you ignored me. You ain't
right.
That's me to the other people.
Right.
I done walked off and.
And left you there.
Left you there dealing mm-hmm. with how you gonna react. Cause see, I done went shopping. I done got me some coffee
Think that's
you know,
my thing with Monique.
Move
like,
on.
You don't have to respond to everything everybody is saying to you. You don't have to provide the proof because I promise you the proof will come out. Whether it's 5 minutes from now, 5 years from now, all the receipts and proofs will come out. Just like now, when Taraji said all of this, what happened?
We got
everybody
the proof.
Thought about Monique. Because she was trying to tell us this years ago. But then when Taraji said it, everybody said, well, Monique was trying to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
So let
I think we just tired of Monique at this point talking about it. Just let it. We understand.
So,
your truth was the truth.
Right. The truth was
so
the truth.
So we don't need to keep harping on it. So,
but also though, this is what I wanted to say about the energy. Like, but and you just remain positive. You remain light.
Oh, I am.
No, I'm not. I'm yeah. not saying it to. Yeah, her. I'm know. Just looking at yeah. you. But you just try to remain positive.
Do y'all and know how freeing it is when I cuss people out?
I know,
girl.
It is.
I'll be like, yes, it'd be like taking my fucking bra off after I cuss a motherfucker. I'll be like, God damn, I feel good. My right. titties be down to my navel.
But you know what?
I feel like I'm
being liberating for you. It's liberating for you.
Right. Yeah. And for me, when you walk away,
you got liberating. I feel like I beat up five niggas you know after what? I cut somebody out.
It's also liberating when people think you're going to respond a certain way yeah. and you don't. Mm-hmm. And then they like,
because they don't even be
what
ready.
You mean she didn't say nothing. Right. That's right. Mm-mm. And right. then you see me on picture Mm-mm. like this.
Yep.
No.
Yep, but like, hey. No, it's so, but they caught you on the 92% day.
But they caught me on the 92 yeah. because that 8%.
It's the after I cuss they ass out like a dog, so, cuss their mama out, they dog out, they kids no. out, and then I post a picture of how fine I am on Facebook,
there you go.
Smiling, and they're like, did this bitch just cuss me out like a goddamn out. Power Ranger, and now she on Facebook smiling? Yes. Yes, I did.
I can do that.
I absolutely
can do that. Proudly. Mm-hmm.
So nobody, I don't think anyone is wrong. But no. You just consider, you know, you consider what you're building. You consider your brand.
So we got three different avenues. We have three different avenues.
You consider your brand.
But you know, it goes back to, I put everything on your personality. Right. It goes back to who being true to yourself.
That's right. Right.
Being true to who you are. Because see me, I'll be out of character if I start cussing you out.
You will.
Because that's right. not me, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody told me Von did that, I said, you lying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You lying.
Like, y'all done really done fucked up.
And if right. and if somebody told y'all, yo, she didn't say nothing, I would expect for y'all to
like,
call
I know
me
that's a lie.
And be like, let me check on the bitch, because I know.
And I guess it's whatever day.
And we don't know. And we don't know which way. It could go either way. It could go either way with the counsel.
It could.
So we don't know.
You say, well.
It might have happened. Because
y'all might have
come
on a bad day.
All I'm going to ask is be like, well, what'd she say? What happened?
Yep.
Okay then. Well, let me call her real quick.
It sound about right, yeah. But let me check.
Y'all gonna cuss the man out. Yeah.
So now that you know the ladies of the Very Necessary podcast a little better today.
We gonna shift the room. Yeah. I would say we don't match energies and this doesn't benefit our growth.
Right.
Hell no.
We gonna be just game changers and walk in the room and shift the energy.
Yeah.
One thing I have noticed, and I know I done been in places with y'all, both of y'all. Mm-hmm. If the atmosphere ain't right, I done seen y'all make a B turn, a U turn in the door and right back
who
out.
Who I say I'm like, J Michigan Frog. The WB Frog.
I have watched this with my own eyes.
You sit up, I will talk to Yoshi and Von, da 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 da. Mm-mm. Something happened, like J. Michigan Frog, when they lifted that curtain.
Child, I will walk in that bitch like the Grim Reaper. Fuck this shit.
And let me tell you, this is when you know your people. When you know your people, you don't disturb their peace. If Sue said, I ain't feeling it, mm-mm. I already know. I'm
put
not even going to
Grim Reaper
press it any further. if Yoshi nose and lips start twitching. Oh, I already know. She about to rattle them keys and walk out because she going to drive herself there and leave when she ready.
I don't know what it is. And me, I don't know. It's because we've been together so long, but it me and her look at each other.
It's just one fucking look.
It's time to go.
Get me the fuck out of here.
It's a wrap.
Especially if it's simultaneous. If it's at the same time.
We do it all the time.
No. Here go my ass. Let me grab me something.
This motherfucker be oblivious.
Wait a minute.
This nigga be oblivious.
They got food
on the table. Hold on. Let me go grab a sandwich first.
This us with our little butterfly catching that. Let's get the butterfly. Let's get the social butterfly.
The catching that.
Yes, the social butterfly.
But they had a good sandwich over there.
Then I got to look at her with the big eyes like, you ain't catch the motherfucking sign.
I'm there. I'm with y'all now.
Yeah.
It took me a minute.
What's wrong?
It took me a minute.
Are y'all
because
right?
You know, can we all just get along? No, we all can't just get along.
It's like the music. The Twilight Zone. Not with us, no way. Shit. Where can they find us at, Trayvona?
Oh, they can find us on all social platforms at The Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. You can find us on our website at the, it's not even at, it's theverynecessarypodcast.com. And send us an also very necessary letter to our email at theverynecessarypodcast@gmail.com.
Chim.
Oh, it's on me?
Yeah, it's on you. It ain't in you, it's on you.
Baby. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Peace out.